Parak Ches, Mishnah Hey. Haminiach es beso, one who leaves his house. For halach, and he goes, Lishbos be'ir acharis, he spends Shabbos in another city. So, echad nachri, whether this person left his house, spends Shabbos in another city, is a guy. And, you know, he just abandoned his house, he didn't rent it out to people of the chatzar. V'echad Yisrael, whether it was a Jew, and he didn't make any erev with the chatzar, he didn't say, hey, my rishus is, you know, batel is null to you guys, he just left. So Hariza Oser, in this case, whether it's a goy or a Jew, they aser, they prohibit on the people of the chatzar to start carrying from their houses to the chatzar on Shabbos. Because even though they're not resting with them for Shabbos, they're not there with them for Shabbos, because they're not contributing to the Erev, and or they're not renting out their house to them, or they're not saying my house should be like as if it's null to you guys. So it comes out that their dwelling place will prohibit the rest of the courtyard from carrying from their homes to the courtyards on Shabbos. Divrei Meir, these are the words of a Meir who holds that a dira, home, without an owner, is still called a home. Whereas Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, Eino Osar, no, it doesn't prohibit. Because according to Yehuda, a home, a dira without an owner in it, ain't shma dira, that's not a home. And therefore, we just look at it as if it's non-existent. And it wouldn't affect the Erev, and they could go ahead and carry, even though the participant in that home is not participating at all. So that's a machlokus between a mayor and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, a third opinion, Nachri Oser, if it's a guy, then he will prohibit the people from carrying on Shabbos from their homes to the courtyard. Why? Because if Yossi holds that a dira, a home without any owner, is not considered a dira. Rabbi Yossi holds that a dira without anybody in it, a dwelling place without anybody in it, is not considered a dwelling place. And therefore, it should not have any effect on the people of the Erev. They should be able to carry. But you know why a guy will prohibit the people from carrying on Shabbos? Because we're afraid he might come back on Shabbos. And if he comes back on Shabbos, granted while he left, his home wasn't home. And therefore we can look at it as if it's not there and everyone can carry. But if he comes back on Shabbos, he's living there. And he didn't rent out his place to the Jews. He didn't say they could use his home. So it comes out there's a home that's not participating in the Erev. And then it would prohibit everyone from carrying. So from the chashash, the concern that he may come back on Shabbos, so therefore if a guy left his house before Shabbos, then he would ruin it for the Erev. But a Yisrael, a Jew, ain't it also, he didn't answer it. Why? She ain't the Yisrael of Opa Shabbos, because if a Jew, he holds, like we just said, if Yossi holds a dwelling place without an owner, is not considered a dwelling place. So we look at the home as if it's non-existent. And then everyone else made their Erev, so then they can carry from their home to the Chatzar. Maybe the Jew will come back on Shabbos. No, we're not concerned about it. Because he probably went outside the Tchum, outside the border. And therefore, he's not going to come back on Shabbos. And therefore, we just look at his house as if it's non-existent. And, you know, we look at everybody else as contributing to the Erev, and they can carry from their home to their courtyards. A fourth opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu hiniach beso, even if he left his house. And he went to live by his own daughter, but also here in that very, very city, not another city, in that city, ain't no oser. He hasn't caused any iser. Al an shechatzar the people of the chatzar, shekvari siyam milibah because he already left his heart. Hotzim milibah stirasa, meaning kolaymar shesiach taiti menel osa Shabbos. He says, according to Reb Shimon, even if a guy left his house. And he didn't leave the city. He's still in the city. And he's staying by his daughter for Shabbos. So we say that he has no plans coming back to his house for Shabbos. And therefore it's fine. You could use his home. We look at his home as if it's not a home because there's no one there. And it doesn't affect the Erev. And it's interesting. The Gemara explains that Dafka, if he went to spend Shabbos by his daughter. Because we're not concerned. He's not going to, you know, argue with his son-in-law. And therefore he'll spend the whole Shabbos there. But if he went to spend Shabbos by his son, then we're concerned that he might, have an argument with his daughter-in-law, and then he'll want to leave their house and come back on Shabbos to his home. And then once he's back, so he never participated in the Erev, and you have to have everyone doing it together. And comes out, he wouldn't be participating, so he would ruin it for everybody. So only if he went to his daughter, and son-in-law, you know, do we say that he left his house for Shabbos for good and the Erev is fine? But if he went to his son and daughter-in-law, we're afraid he's going to argue with his daughter-in-law and then he'll leave and come back and then comes out, he didn't participate in the Erev. We know they have to have everyone to participate to make the Erev work and then he'd ruin it for everybody. And therefore, if he went to his son and daughter-in-law, then they can't carry, on Shabbos. Okay. Mishnah Vav. Now for Mishnah Vav, I want you to use imagination that we have two fields. In the middle of the field, we have a pit. The pit's going to be 10 feet deep with 5 feet filled with water and the other 5 feet just airspace. Okay? With that in mind, let's start the Mishnah. Bar a pit of water. Shebein shtei chatzeros that is situated between two courtyards. A malin memenu b'shabbos. You cannot draw water from it on Shabbos. Why? Because the Bar Tanura explains that each made separate Erevs. If they made a group Erev, then of course they could, because it's all now one domain. But when they made separate independent Erevs, when they could only carry in their own domains, so now this pit is split between the two courtyards, right? And if they carry water from the pit into their courtyard, they draw water from the pit as one domain, so their courtyard is another domain. They're drawing water from the pit, which can be their friend's pit, because it's a shared pit, into their private courtyard that's carrying, and you can't do that on Shabbos. Allah, unless, imkin ashla mechitza, they make a wall, gevoa asar tvachem, 10 tvachem tall, beim milmala, beim amata, beim mituch ogno, whether on top, whether on bottom, or whether within the cistern. So what does that mean? Milmala would mean that you have your pit, it's 10 feet deep, 5 feet with water, 5 feet of air space. So as long as you can, like, you know, you go down there and before Shabbos you made a wall whereby one tefach of the wall is dipped into the water and 9 tefachim are above within that air space of the pit, or 9 tefachim are in the water and 1 tefach is above, so only 1 tefach would be in the air space, or whether that you have a 10 tefachim wall just in the air space, so you have 5 feet of water and then above that you have another 5 feet of air space. Within that airspace, you have a wall of 10 tefachim, which is not even touching the water. So if any of these kind of mechitzos would work to separate it, and then you could draw water, and we look at it as if you're drawing water from your own domain, not your friend's domain, and that's permitted on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Beshami Omer Milmata, the Beshami are of the opinion that only if the wall was designed where 9 tefachim are in the water and 1 tefachim is above the water, does the wall work. Bishil are of the opinion that they say really, when they say mamala, they really include all of it. Mamala, mamata, and ogno. That any type of wall would be fine, and not just, you know, 9 tefachim going down to the water with 1 tefach above the water. Rather, it's 9 tefachim in the water, 1 tefach above. Or 9 tefachim above the water, 1 tefach in. Whether all 10 tefachim are above the water in the airspace of this pit, that wall works. And they explain over here that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is not arguing. He's just saying that which the Tanakhama is talking about happens to be Machlekes of Bisham and Bishil. So he's just coming to explain. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you bothering with these walls, you know, with inside the pit, you know, in the water, out of the water, part, you know, he just says, Lo tehi mechitza gedola min hakoseh shebeneihem. As long as you have a regular wall, you know, let's go all the way up to the ground, you know, get out of that pit. And you have a wall running from one side of the courtyard to the other side of the courtyard. And it kind of like hovers over the pit. So I don't care whether the wall dips, you know, sinks down into the pit or whether it's just totally hovering over it. As long as there's a wall that divides the courtyards in half, it could be totally flush with the field of the courtyards, right? And not even go a drop down into the pit. And the pit can go from here to China. It doesn't matter. That very wall will divide the two courtyards. And lotei mechitza gedola min hakoseh shebeneihem, that's the biggest wall. And that will divide the two of them. And in a case where they made two separate areas and they didn't make the area together, they could draw water, each one from their own area. And they take the water out of the pit and bring it into the courtyard. They're not going from their friend's domain to their own. Because we look at that wall dividing it, you know, giving each person their own share of the water, and therefore they're still on their own domain.